Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to Rim Radio. This is Yusra Larjoun behind the microphone, live from our studios in Rabat, for the headlines. Gaza, Morocco reiterates great concern and deep indignation following escalating military operations and worsening humanitarian situation. Palestinian ambassador in Rabat expresses gratitude to Morocco under His Majesty the King's leadership for its stance in support of rights of Palestinian people. Interior Minister, Ministry of Interior continues to implement strategies strengthening security services. And internationally, Russia finalizes withdrawal of comprehensive nuclear test ban treaty ratification. Starting off this newscast on national soil, the Kingdom of Morocco, whose sovereign, His Majesty King Mohammed VI, may God assist him, chairs the Al-Quds Committee, reiterates its great concern and its deep indignation following the escalation of military operations and the worsening of the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates says, more than 3 weeks after the outbreak of military clashes, civilians are still targeted, causing thousands of victims among children and women and tens of thousands of injured, homeless, and off missing. The ministry notes in a press release, adding that places of worship, hospitals, and refugee camps are still bombed. The latest is the Jabalia camp. Missiles and shells are more and more randomly targeting civilian facilities, forcing more than 1 million people to flee and depriving the population of water, electricity, and fuel, thus generating a catastrophic humanitarian situation, the same source points out. The Kingdom of Morocco affirms that all these Israeli acts of escalation are in contradiction with international humanitarian law and common human values, and warn of a spread of the conflict inside the Palestinian territories and the dangerous expansion of the perimeter of violence to affect neighboring areas, thus threatening the security and stability of the entire region, the ministry underlines. Morocco can only express its regret and its disappointment at the inaction of the international community, the Security Council's failure to assume its responsibilities, and the inability of influential countries to put an end to this catastrophic situation, the same source says, reiterating its support for the Palestinian National Authority and its national institutions under the leadership of His Excellency President Mahmoud Abbas. The Kingdom of Morocco, under the leadership of His Majesty the King, may God preserve him, calls for a de-escalation leading to a ceasefire and the opening of humanitarian corridors to facilitate the entry of aid in a rapid, sustainable, and unhindered manner, as well as the release of prisoners and detainees, with the obligation to open a political perspective to the Palestinian issue, making it possible to relaunch the two-state solution, as agreed by the international community, the ministry concludes. The Palestinian ambassador in Rabat, Jamal Choubki, on Thursday expressed his thanks and gratitude to the Kingdom of Morocco under the leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee, for its positions in support of the rights of the Palestinian people in international forums. In a statement to MAP, Choubki said that the Kingdom of Morocco has always been accustomed to its positions in support of the rights of the Palestinian people in international fora, welcoming in this regard a statement by the Moroccan Foreign Ministry calling on Israel to respect international humanitarian law and regretting the inaction of the international community to put an end to Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. Choubki added that the Kingdom of Morocco, under the leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, chairman of the Al-Quds Committee, stands by Palestine and expresses a political position in favor of a two-state solution, an end to the occupation and the Arab Peace Initiative, noting that it is for all these reasons that we welcome the positive Moroccan position. He also pointed out that the Palestinian people need such positions of solidarity from all Arab and Islamic countries and from all free minds in the world. The Palestinian president's advisor for religious affairs, Mahmoud Al-Habbash, welcomed the position of the Kingdom of Morocco too. Al-Habbash told MAP that the position expressed by Morocco regarding the current escalation in the Gaza Strip is in line with the international orientation rejecting aggression and supporting the rights of the Palestinian people. Pursuant to the high directions of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, the Ministry of the Interior has stepped up its efforts to finalize strategic projects linked to the generalization of social protection and digital transformation, said on Thursday in Rabat Interior Minister Abdelwafi Leftit. Leftit, who was presenting the Ministry of the Interior's sectoral budget for fiscal 2024 before the House of Representatives Committee on the Interior, Local Authorities, Housing and Urban Policy, said that the current year was marked by the completion of the Unified Social Register, RSU system, and its nationwide rollout, noting that the number of registrations via the National Population Register, RNP, had reached over 13.6 million by the end of September 2023. In parallel with the implementation of the RSU, the Ministry of the Interior has launched a new project to simplify and adapt the registration procedures adopted by all social programs, noted Leftit, adding that the number of beneficiaries of the compulsory health insurance scheme unable to pay contributions had reached almost 4.7 million by the end of September who were enrolled through the new targeting procedure comprising RNP and RSU. The House of Representatives unanimously adopted today during a legislative session Bill No. 50.23, granting the status of wards of the nation to children victims of the Al-Hawza earthquake. Presenting the bill, Abdeltaif Loudi, Minister Delegate to the Head of Government in charge of National Defense Administration, said that the text approved by the Council of Ministers on October 19th was drawn up in accordance with the high instructions of His Majesty King Mohammed VI for the immediate care of orphan children who lost their families and were left without resources following the violent earthquake that struck the Al-Hawza province on September 8th, also affecting the prefecture of Marrakesh and the provinces of Chechawat, Eroudant, Ouarzazate, and Azilal. The bill defines the conditions for granting the status of wards of the nation to victims of the Al-Hawza earthquake in accordance with the provisions of Law 33.97 and stipulates that the status is granted to children whose father or main breadwinner died as a result of the Al-Hawza earthquake or died as a result of injuries sustained during the earthquake, he said. The Minister Delegate specified that, as in the case of existing laws in this field, the bill considers as the main breadwinner any person who was taking care of the child at the time of the father's death or even during his lifetime, adding that to ensure the application of the provisions of this bill, the second article provides for the creation of an administrative commission at the level of the prefecture of Marrakesh in the provinces of Al-Hawza, Chechawat, Eroudant, and Azilal, whose mission is to draw up a list of children benefiting from the status of wards of the nation. A partnership agreement for the creation of the Musalaha Center was signed on Thursday in Rabat with the aim of rehabilitating and reintegrating prisoners convicted in cases of extremism and terrorism. It was inked by the Secretary General of the Rabita Mohammadi of the Ulema, Ahmed Abedi, the General Delegate for Penitentiary Administration and Rehabilitation, Mohammed Salah Tamik, the Minister Delegate in charge of the budget, Fawzi Al-Qsha, the President of the National Human Rights Council, Amin Abu Ayesh, and the Coordinator of the Mohammed VI Foundation for the Reintegration of Inmates, Abdelwahed Jamal Idrisi. Under the terms of the agreement, the center will be responsible for countering violent extremism and for the rehabilitation and reintegration of prisoners convicted of terrorism and extremism. The center will also manage the Musalaha Rehabilitation Program in its current form with a view to guaranteeing sustainability and ensuring follow-up and support for beneficiaries after their release. In economy, the unemployment rate rose by 2.1 points between the third quarter of 2022 and that of 2023 from 11.4% to 13.5%, according to Morocco's Statistic Office HCP. This rate is the result of an increase of 1.8 points to 7% in rural areas and of 2 points to 17% in urban areas, said the High Commission for Planning, which has just published an information note on the labor market situation in the third quarter of 2023. The number of unemployed stood at 1,625,000, representing an increase of 18%. This rise in unemployment affected all categories of the population, noted the same source, adding that the biggest increase was recorded among young people aged 15 to 24, up 6.5 points to 38.2%, and those aged 25 to 34, up 2.5 points to 20.9%. Internationally, Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a law on Russia's withdrawal from the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty known as CTBT. According to the document published on the official legal portal, the adopted law was designed to restore parity in nuclear arms control commitments. It also creates a legal basis for Russia to withdraw its instrument of ratification, but does not imply the country's withdrawal from the CTBT. The State Duma, the lower house of the Russian parliament, had first passed a law on rescinding the ratification of the CTBT, the law was then passed unanimously by the Upper House Federation Council in late October. The CTBT is a multilateral treaty that bans nuclear weapons test explosions and any other nuclear explosions for civilian and military purposes. The treaty was signed on behalf of Russia on September 24, 1996, in New York and ratified by the Federation on May 27, 2000. The United Nations General Assembly adopted the treaty on September 10, 1996, but it has not entered into force as 8 specific nations have not ratified it. Morocco's Ilyas Hajri has won first place in the first edition of the International Holy Quran Memorization Competition held in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan. Hajri, 39, stood out among a lineup of 29 competitors from all over the world in this competition, which took place in a serene and pious atmosphere at the Great Mosque of Astana, the biggest in Kazakhstan and Central Asia. Concluding this newscast in sports, the Moroccan national taekwondo team will take part in the 20th African Taekwondo Championships, which will be held on November 4th to 6th in Abidjan. In the women's category, Morocco will be represented by Sukaina Sahib, Salma Mourino, Umeim Al-Bushti, Maryam Nims, Maryam Khoulal, Safiya Saleh, Umeim Aboumeh, and Fatim Zahra Abu Faris, the Royal Moroccan Taekwondo Federation said in a press release. As for men, the national colors will be defended by Hassan Mourahou, Hamza Bin Saeed, Abdelbast Wasfi, Abdelhamid Abdouni, Haytham Zaghouti, Youssef Bouatris, Soufiane Lastabi, and Ayoub El-Bessel, according to the same source. Morocco will also be represented during this continental event by international referees Tariq Ben Raji, Mustafa Al-Asri, Kamal Noufal, and Badr Keiti. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us and make sure to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.